And we're back in studio, Jay Mangini, Afterburner House. We're joined in studio for this segment of our aviation in government by some folks from the Bahamas. We've got Anthony Dean with the Civil Aviation Department down in the Bahamas, and Anthony Newton with Customs and Excise.
What are the steps that I need to take in involving going into flying into the Bahamas that way?
Okay, first of all, it all depends on you as a person who, if you're afraid of flying over water, mm-hmm. then I would suggest you go towards Bimini and just take the island chain up. If you're not afraid and you have been flown over water before, you just go direct. Tampa direct to North Eleuthera. Once you arrive at North Eleuthera, you cancel your flight plan via radio 124.2 at Nassau. If by chance you don't get the response, there's a direct telephone at North Eleuthera that you can call flight service and let them know you arrived safely. Then you'll be dealing with Mr. Newton.
Your requirements are pretty simple. Valley Luther is a port of entry, so you would be provided with customs form, the necessary forms. In the case of the private aircraft, it would be forming C7A in triplicates. So once that's completed and we satisfy with the rest of your luggage and everything else, we stamp that form, we give you a copy, and that will be your passport, a cruising permit, really, which enables you to go throughout the rest of the Bahamas for any duration without having to go through the formalities again.
Tell us, Anthony, what is it that your customs folks are looking for? I mean, the normal contraband, of course, that every country looks for, drugs, things like that. But is there something specific that the Bahamas are looking for that we should know not to bring, just maybe usual things that...
Fruits or is a certain poultry or...
But other than drugs, out of fruits is a small issue, because you would require the permission from the Ministry of Agriculture for a permit. But that would be for commercial amounts.
Okay.
Small amounts like two apples, two oranges, there's no thing with that. You know, you allow that. So other than that, the formalities that we would be sort of policing would just to ensure that you have no weapons.
Okay, no weapons.
No
in
weapons.
The
no weapons.
Is that include knives or is that
just guns?
Guns,
knives. Unless you have great quantities, then there's no issue.
Okay, and alcohol?
The alcohol, you're allowed a quart per person, but for the most part, you know, most people come there looking for our alcohol.
Little Bahama breeze.
Bahama mama.
Feet in the sand. And yeah, okay.
And pina coladas and all the rest of that. Uh-huh.
So if I leave North Eleuthera and mm-hmm. I go on to Nassau, the documentation you're talking about is my passport throughout the rest of the islands during that stay. But if I were to go back to the U.S. and then come back in again.
You'll have to do it all over again.
Yes. Start all over again.
Yes.
Okay. So once you're in, you're in, but then once you leave...
You do it again.
Yeah. Okay, very good. What are some of the considerations that pilots... I would say more to the general aviation pilot that does it as a vacation.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the considerations navigating the Bahamas areas. The U.S. has their navigation system, and the Bahamas is very similar, but there might be some slight differences in infrastructure. Is that...
No, basically all of our navigational equipment, our radar and everything, comes from the United States. And our backup for maintenance... We have a contract agreement with the FAA. So basically, it's the same type of equipment. In terms of aviation experience for general aviation, the only thing that is required is that you have your private pilot's license, you have your medical with you in the event that somebody asks, your airworthiness certificate, your registration, and of course, insurance.
Mr. Newton, what are people usually coming to see when they come to the Bahamas? Obviously, they're there to relax, but when people are flying in, are they going into airports or are there resort strips?
Well, first, again, you have to end at a port of entry, and we have 26 of those. And for the most part, fishing is the deal. In Nassau, you can find a casino, which, if you like gambling, is a sort of added attraction, but fishing, snorkeling, wonder-like, and just relaxation.
And we have added a new thing now that's called ecotourism, because you know you have a lot of nature-loving people. So we have an island called Inagua, which is the most southeastern island of the Bahamas. And we have a lot of wild donkeys and flamingos at Inagua. Because on a given day, when if you disturb the flamingo, when they take off, they block with the sun. It's so many.
I've seen a lot of them on the ground, but I've never seen that many in the air. That would be quite a sight.
It is.
I've always wondered, Anthony, are they all pink?
Shades of pink.
Different shades of pink.
Yeah, you have some very, very light and some very, very dark and some in between.
Ah, okay.
Because almost like people.
As you know, we really don't have we really don't have pink flamingos around here unless they're plastic and stick in the ground.
Right. That is correct.
So when folks come down to the Bahamas to fish or to vacation, what type of services does Civil Aviation provide? Do you have a search and rescue organization? Is it all tied in with maritime or?
We have our own search and rescue organization called BASRA. However, in terms of aviation, the responsibility falls with Coast Guard, the American Coast Guard, because the United States has control over airspace. They have control over FIR, which is the Flight Information Region. So therefore, any country that is responsible for FIR have to be responsible for search and rescue. So Coast Guard does it for us.
Is the Coast Guard also active maritime in your area as well? What is it, 3 miles offshore?
Coast Guard, well, you know how the Bahamas is, multi-islands and very close to Cuba on one side, very close to America on the other side, Haiti and Turks and Caicos on the other side. So there is, in terms of the maritime, I'm not too up to date on what rules and regulations put in place, but I think it's the 12-mile limit.
Right, okay. That would be a standard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And funding-wise for all of your activities, the Bahamian government, of course, but is there some subsidy from the U.S. considering the close proximity and how much a lot of traffic flows through that area?
Yeah, the United States government does subsidize certain aspects of our aviation industry. We go to Oklahoma City, the FAA college there for training and all the rest of that, and also for maintenance training. But in terms of other countries, we have the IMF, which is and IDB, the Development Bank, and they, for specific reasons, if we need for airports to be rebuilt and so forth and so on, the IDB or the IMF helps us besides the United States.
Interesting. So is there anything else, gentlemen, that you think our listeners would like to know or you would like them to know about flying to the Bahamas?
Well, it's a paradise, and everybody would love to go to paradise. So I would welcome all those in listening range that the Bahamas welcome you, and we welcome you with open arms. We go dollar for dollar, so you don't have to there's no foreign exchange rate. We speak English, and we have some of the best food, some of the most nicest people, and of course, we can find whatever you want to do. We have it in the Bahamas.
Well, that sounds
a pretty good endorsement.
Yeah,
what about you, Mr. Newton? Would you agree with that?
I totally agree with that. And I would like also to add that the customs requirements are pretty simple. Maximum time is about 7 minutes, 10 minutes. Okay. 10 minutes maximum.
Now, equipment-wise, when a general aviation pilot flies into Canada, there are certain things that they have to bring. Is there anything that's required? Do you have a life jacket requirement? Do you have any type of requirements for civil
aviation?
Pretty
close to ICAO standards.
Yeah, definitely. We are a member of ICAO, okay? And it's mandatory if you're flying over water to have life preserve equipment. You can have either the life vest or the life raft, but it is not mandatory to have both.
Anything else?
No, basically that's it. You bring your passport, you make all arrangements. But like he said, within 7-10 minutes, you're out. Getting ready to do what you want to do.
And so aircraft airworthiness certificate and registrations, the typical
insurance.
Things.
Yeah, the typical things that's needed.
Nothing special, though.
Nothing special. Now, if you get into commercial, that's different.
Right. What about experimental aircraft?
Experimental aircraft is welcome into the Bahamas just as if it is a regular conventional aircraft. Okay. And hopefully we're in the process of drawing legislation for sport pilot.
Oh.
Because I understand that's the new big thing now.
Yeah,
yes, it is.
Especially here. You guys will have to check that out.
And you know someone's going to try to bring one.
Yeah.
To the Bahamas. Yeah. So, yeah.
I mean, a matter of fact, I have requests daily. But under our law, it is not allowed.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Very good.
Well, gentlemen, thank you very much for joining us in studio today, representing your country of the Bahamas. And it's been a pleasure having you with us on the radio today.
But it's been our pleasure, I'm sure.
For being here.